Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is John Biancardi, who is a member of the board of directors at the Cesare Battisti Lodge. And is that, do you guys operate Villa Cesare in Schererville?
Yep, it's a non-for-profit. We own and operate Villa Cesare, which is a banquet hall reception for special events and stuff like that. But mostly it was built for a community center for our club, and then also to keep the place running. We have the receptions and stuff like that.
So we're going to talk about your Festa Italiana, of which you are the chairman.
Correct.
But first of all, tell us a little bit about Cesare Battisti Lodge.
Yeah, so it's actually been around for 100 years. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary. It started in 1919. So back in the day when Italians immigrated here from Italy and came to this area from Ellis Island, they came here for skilled jobs, labor jobs, boiler makers, steel mills. And Italians stuck together. They barely spoke any English, and a few small group of Italians got together, formed this lodge, and it was at a small little center in East Chicago, and they played Italian games with Italian music and got families together and had fraternal benefits. It grew as the years came out, and they rented a bigger hall in East Chicago, and then in 1989, the organization built Villa Cesare in Schererville. And
it's been there that long.
Yeah, 30 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That's as long as the Art Center in Munster has been around,
too. Wow. Yeah, it was one of the first, actually, reception areas in the area, but now there's been quite a few that have been built recently in the last decades. But, yeah, before the Home Depot or Menards was up there, you could see it right from 41.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. I didn't realize it was 30 years. Okay, so how long have you all been doing the Festa Italiana?
Yeah, it started in 2017 was our inaugural fest, and we noticed that there was a need for an Italian fest in this area. We saw Greek festivals, Serbian festivals, Polish festivals, Hispanic festivals, and we have the only Italian organization in this area. Why not create an event for an Italian fest? So we had the thought for a few years before, but just didn't really have our buns lined up. So in 2016, we started planning, and then 2017, we actually executed our first fest.
And is it held on the adjacent to the
Yeah, so it's in our parking lot there. We have a fairly large parking lot, so we use half of it for the fest, half for parking, and then the local neighborhoods and businesses for additional parking.
Uh-huh. So you've been drawing a good crowd?
Yeah, the first year, it was actually really tough to get food vendors to commit because it was the first ever fest. They didn't know if they were going to be profitable or if they had the time or resources to do it, so the first fest, we actually only had four food vendors, but we had all Italian food. We had amazing Italian entertainment, but the crowd was overwhelming. All our food vendors ran out of food before the nighttime.
Oh, great.
So the next year, it was a lot easier to get restaurants. So last year, our second year, we had about 10 food restaurants, which is probably the most I'll ever do, considering our area and our space.
Mm-hmm. So how many, what kind of acts or what kind of activities take place at the fest?
Yeah, so I try to keep it really as Italian as I can. We have traditional Italian music where we have some entertainers that some don't even speak English that perform all in Italian, and you'll get some music that you'll hear in Italy in different dialects and different regions. And you also have some local artists that do Italian American or third, fourth generation, so they'll do some really famous Italian American artists like Dean Martin, and stuff like that.
That's great.
And then we have a culinary exhibit inside. We have a celebrity chef. He's a younger chef, and he specializes in Italian specialties. So we're doing that Friday and Sunday and have three total sessions where he's going to have a class of a max 25. He's bringing individual pasta-making machines for each person that attends, and he's going to do a three-course meal of how to make three different pastas from scratch, and then they're going to cook it and enjoy it.
That sounds fun. I see you have a spaghetti eating contest.
Yeah, that's one of our highlights. It's kids, adults. You give them a bowl of spaghetti, all the same amount, sauce in it, hands-free.
Hands-free?
Yep, you put your face in the bowl, and whoever eats it in the fastest time wins. And the kids love it, the adults love it, and it's a very, very fun time.
And the grape stomping contest.
Yeah, so we added that last year, and if you can remember the I Love Lucy.
Oh, I can well remember
episode where she's stomping on a big grape. So imagine that. It's like a relay team. You go for a minute, tag your partner, go for a minute, tag another partner, and go for a minute. So there's 3 minutes total, three people, and whoever can make the most juice out of that grape stomping contest wins prizes. So it's pretty unique.
So, John, have you been the chair the whole time?
Yeah, so I came up with the idea, and what I did in the first year is I went around other festival chairmen and tried to ask them, like, what do I need as far as permits, space, electricity, right. and kind of pick everyone's brain. And then from there, the activities I tried to align with our Italian roots. And from an outsider's perspective, the first fest went great. Yeah. There was some internal stuff behind the scenes where we might have not buttoned up all the way or we were fussing with each other, but that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the second year was even better. So I think this year, hopefully, it's going to be kind of flawless.
Well, congratulations. You're a young guy. I commend you for for doing it, taking the initiative.
I appreciate it. I have a lot of pride in my last name, a lot of pride in my Italian history. So anything to make my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents proud, that's why I do it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.